All right, everyone, buckle up. We're going deep, deep into the internet rabbit hole today.
Oh, sounds promising already.
Yeah.
What do we have today?
Well, it all started, as these things often do, with a single rambling document.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of document?
It appears to be part of a much, much larger online conversation. And the topic of this conversation, wait for it, fictional character power levels.
Of course it is. You know I lives for this stuff.
And this one is a doozy. The central question, the one that seems to have captivated these internet dwellers, is this: is there any fictional character, any way at all, who could possibly defeat Leonid?
Leonid, okay, I'm already sensing some layers here.
Yeah. Oh, there are layers. And they get, well, let's just say they get pretty wild, because it's not just Leonid, it's Blessed Leonid. It's Super Smoky Leonid. At one point, it's Leonid, wielder of the Sacred Spatula of Destiny. You get the picture.
So we've got escalating layers of power-ups, increasingly ridiculous titles, classic. What kind of communities are we talking about here? Who's behind these creations?
So, from what I can gather, this kind of collaborative, hyperbolic character building, it's actually pretty typical in certain corners of the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all in good fun, you know, a way to push the limits of imagination, debate fictional power scales, just really embrace the absurdity of it all.
And this Leonid document, it's like a masterclass in absurdity. I mean, just listen to some of these details. At one point, it says he's driving the Badger from the Gent Nissan Pathfinder series.
The Badger. Okay, you've lost me.
Right? I'm not even sure what that means, but it's amazing. And it gets weirder. Leonid is also apparently wearing the EV toilet flushed shirt from Texas America.
Wait, hold on. Is that supposed to be a real shirt?
I have no idea. It's like a bizarre mix of inside jokes, pop culture references.
And then you also stumble across things that are less innocent. You mentioned the N-word pass.
Yeah, and that's where things get a bit darker, a bit more complicated.
Right, because even though these are often humorous spaces, it's a good reminder that online communities, especially those built around niche interests, they can sometimes develop their own language, their own norms, and those norms don't always align with what's acceptable in a broader context.
Absolutely. It's like a microcosm of the internet itself, right?
Yeah.
Full of creativity and imagination, but also this potential for things to go off the
It
rails.
really makes you think, doesn't it? This whole Leonid thing, it might seem totally ridiculous on the surface, but when you dig a little deeper, it reveals a lot about how we as humans try to make sense of the world.
It's like we have this need to invent these ultimate beings, these unstoppable forces, and then pit them against each other.
It's like playing with the very concept of power, of what it means to be the best.
So we've got this seemingly nonsensical document, but hidden within it are all these fascinating insights into online culture, storytelling, even our own psychology.
It's a reminder that the internet, for all its flaws, can be a place where creativity runs wild, where people come together to build these elaborate shared universes.
And that even in the most absurd corners of the internet, there are these surprisingly profound questions being
It's
asked.
a fascinating paradox.
It really is. So, what do you think? Is there any fictional character who could defeat Super Smoky Blessed Leonid, wielder of the Sacred Spatula of Destiny, driving the Badger from the Gent Nissan Pathfinder series, wearing the EV toilet flush shirt from Texas America? Let us know your theories in the comments below, because I am completely
Oh,
stumped.
I'll be checking those comments. This is right up my alley.